They've got it all.
Granny.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:16 p.m. on August 12th. Roll call, please.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Daniel.
Here.
Legal.
Here.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on July 22nd, a long time ago, it feels like. Changes, corrections, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, street closing request from Signature Giving. You'll remember last time we were together, they approached us with a 5K run. Does your copy have sign-offs from?
Yeah.
Okay.
The fire department. I have okay. Constant going on with that.
Yeah. I think he's going to be out the rest of the week. I don't know if he told you that.
But I wasn't here when they were
talking. I don't think he had a problem either. Did you talk at all with Tina, Tim?
No, but okay. I don't have any issues with it. And okay. If they have an area that needs direction, we'll put somebody in that area.
Okay.
Looks like to me they're going to cross Van Buren Street, and that's going to be an area that we'll need somebody there to direct traffic.
Is that the normal place near the Y?
I believe so.
Okay. I thought they were kind of using the trail in that regard. So. Yeah.
Hopefully they're kind of spread out, but we will need to have somebody there to stop traffic as the runners come.
Oh, that's right. They're going to go down Van Buren until they get to...
Hill to Perna.
Rolling
Hills.
Well, Rolling Hills, yeah. Until they get to Rosie's neck of the woods there.
That's where Rosie's going to jump there.
That's right. Rosie's going to be a zombie from what I heard. Now maybe starting rumors. But
yeah, there you go.
Okay, any questions, comments, concerns about this? Here. You guys good? Okay. Could I have a motion to approve the street closing permit?
Make a motion to approve the street closing permit as it is presented.
Okay.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, ordinance violation extension request from 309 North Line Street. Alden's here. How are you, sir?
Fine. I'm thinking that when I got the actually the violation, mm-hmm. We didn't clean it up. We cleaned it up just shortly before we left for vacation.
Okay.
We're probably no longer in violation, but there's probably still a few things. I had a hot tub that's out there that was uncovered. Mm-hmm. We covered it, drained it, and I'm waiting for my daughter to come and pick that up.
Okay.
And she can pick it up, so that's reasonably the extent.
Okay.
So, and then the wood pile, it kind of needed trimmed around. We did that. We cleaned up behind the building there. It's been left behind like that because we had a little trouble here in springtime. Somebody stole our mower out of the backyard during the time of cleaning. And that makes it the second one I had taken. So
really?
We have problems with somebody that wants to collect those.
Oh. Do you know who that is?
I don't have a clue. It was a good mower. It was a Troy.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
But we got a different mower, and we cleaned up the yard just before we left, so that I don't know if we're still in violation or not.
I did drive by the property actually just a little bit ago.
Okay.
And the wood pile that you see that has the boat beside it.
Yes.
I believe there's a barn right there. And so the wood's stacked up and they've got a tarp kind of over the wood. And then the boat's up against the tarp. So that's the way it is now.
Okay. So it's an orderly fashion.
And the hot tub is still there, but there is some kind of a covering.
It's original cover board to keep the rainwater out of there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I did talk with him before the meeting about it. He said that he is trying to make arrangements to get the hot tub removed,
mm-hmm.
right? So.
Yeah, it sounds like did you say your daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And Eldon, do you have any idea as to when she's planning on picking it up? Or?
I don't know. We're trying to reach her. So
okay. Okay.
I don't know what the best to do is to cut the thing up or whatever.
Okay.
We don't know how to.
Yeah.
We told her, so if she don't get it out of there, we'll find a way.
You find a way. Okay. So I guess I'm wondering, so it sounds like the majority of the property has been cleaned up, obviously, and it's just mainly the hot tub is the big issue now. Is that what I'm hearing you say, Tim?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest issue right now is the hot tub, yes.
Okay, so I guess I'm wondering, Board of Works, just throw out a suggestion. Maybe we give an extension on the actual hot tub, and if it's not gone in, let's say, 30 days or something like that, that's kind of the extension we give. I think, you know, sounds like they've made some progress in cleaning up, and if the chief's happy with how it's been stacked and stuff, then we just kind of put that little thing on the hot tub. Yep. Thoughts? Comments?
Oh, I agree.
Is there actually a citation, or is this just an acknowledgement, or what?
There has not been a citation
yet.
This was just
the ordinance.
The initial violation, and then the letter sent for the process.
Okay.
You'll remember in our last ordinance violation, there was a letter submitted, and then there was an extension request that had no documentation, so the citation actually happened before the individual showed up, which is why this is different than the last one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would just acknowledge the 30-day. If it's not within 30 days, then Pete would have to take it to the next level.
From today?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will make a motion then that we give a 30-day extension to the Whites to remove the hot tub. And after 30 days from today, it's still there, then Pete will handle that in the manner he sees fit. Okay? That's a motion.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. And that's agreeable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Have a great rest of the day.
And you too.
Okay, next up is the ordinance violation on South Line Street. Pete must be doing a tour up and down Line Street. Regarding the sign, and looks like main question real quick, Rosie, this probably goes more towards you. In this letter, there is in the first letter for the Whites, there was a 10-day, it said specifically there was 10 days to abate. This letter does not have a amount of days to abate.
Well, the problem of it is, I think that we didn't give them one because, and they can't be here, I thought.
There was a letter in the box
okay.
from her, yes.
So what they're wanting is they want that sign. Are you familiar with David at all?
Not yet.
Okay. They want that sign. They want that sign, but unfortunately the sign is blocking the traffic. And so I think what they're doing is... Sally didn't issue them anything specific.
Okay.
Because
so they've not been issued a citation?
No.
Okay. Tim, do you happen to know if Pete discussed it with them before writing the letter, or before a letter was issued?
I do not know that. I will say I did drive to this area this afternoon as well to see if it was still in the same place. Or
yep.
I wonder if mm-hmm. So currently, the large sign that says Now Have Racing Fuel
yep.
is in the same place. The live bait sign is not there currently, but that's really not the sign that's concerning. It is in the view of traffic, and it obstructs the view of the southbound traffic on Line Street. So in my opinion, it needs to be removed.
Okay.
Like now.
With that piece of property, obviously in our picture you can see it, and I know I've seen it, experienced it myself, but is there any way that if it were moved back, let's say 2 or 3 foot in that grass area closer to the gas station, that you would have a much clearer line of sight?
I looked at that when I went down there, and I still think in that grass area that you see there, I think it's going to obstruct a view if it's in that grassy area either way. Actually, when I look a little closer now, I believe they may have moved it back a little bit. I didn't measure it. It may be sitting a little farther, I guess, to the right in this picture mm-hmm. than what it is right now.
Yep.
But I still do believe if it's in that grassy area that it is an obstruction of view. it's a safety hazard.
So you submitted another letter. But that letter basically states what it puts on the sign, not the actual problem of the location.
Is, I'm looking for measurements, or is anything in the ordinance that identifies how far from a curb or how far from a property line? Or is it just that they're in violation because they're
in the right way? I believe it's a violation if it obstructs the view of the traffic flow.
Understand. But I just wanted to make sure that if there's any requirements from a footage standpoint, that is this all right away, or is this actually some of their property? Because Mayor, I had the same thought, as they could almost take that clear to the concrete.
Yeah, and that it would at least give a lot more line of sight than what there currently is. I think for the purposes of the conversation, just, you know, certainly this gas station is kind of out on a little bit of an island, for lack of better words. It's kind of on its own. There's not a whole lot of commercial in that area. You have a lot of kind of light industrial in that area. And so I guess that's why I'm showing a little hesitancy to completely take it out. I understand certainly what the chief is saying, and we certainly don't want to create any kind of safety hazards. So that's where I'm personally torn, just being very transparent and honest. This individual, Ms. Ferguson, has certainly dealt with a lot in that area with Diamond Avenue being torn up. Was it last year, I think? Last year was when we were working on Diamond Avenue and South Line Street. And I know that she had written me a letter at that point that her business had suffered from that. I can clearly understand why. Not to say that this isn't in violation or not. I merely just say that's why I'm waffling. So.
All right. Look at that as well. If you move that curb, that looks like it's about at least about 5 to 6 feet.
I mean, almost 2/3 of the sign.
Yeah. It'd be interesting just to see how much farther I can see. I understand what Tim's saying, too. If he moves that all the way back, I would like to think that would give you.
I guess I'm willing to continue to work through this for a little bit before we just make a hard decision. But I wonder if we could, maybe yourself and her, you know, look at this and move it clear back to the edge of the concrete and see if that violation goes away. If the violation is still there, then obviously we have to fall on the side of safety. But I guess I think we're trying to work with her, but I'm more willing to extend this a little bit until we can see if there's a way to work through it.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Is she living here in town?
I think so. Honestly, I don't remember.
And again, if they're willing to do that, I mean.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing. Maybe they say, well, there's no point in a sign if you move it back that far, and then it's maybe we've hit the edge of, for lack of better words, that's where, you know,
it's pretty open to me from coming from both directions.
Yeah, I agree.
There's not a lot to hide it. So.
And just for your reference, Ball Furniture used to come to the meetings every once a month at least, asking permission to put their marquee thing, mm-hmm. saying they're having a sale, and they'd always approve it because of where it's located, and it was back, it didn't obstruct anything, and then it was to a point where he submitted it in writing and the board approved it, but it got to the point where he was having it every month, and so he said as long as it's in the same location and it's not doing any harm, he doesn't need to keep coming back. So, I mean, and that's why I think what they needed to do was submit something, which I don't know that I haven't seen what Sally said they did.
No, I don't believe the letter addresses that. I mean, the letter basically addresses what they use it for, you know, basically that they support the limitations of the storefront signage, you know, specifically, you know, they try to keep it family friendly and all that good stuff. They don't want it to look trashy, but they do ask that the sign is used obviously to help draw customers in, and that's why they have it there, obviously.
I mean, the sign ordinance specifically said they have to present something in writing to the Board of Works for approval. Mm-hmm. So they haven't done that, yeah. I know.
Well, and it could be something that we request basically a plan of action, if you will, that she submits pictures and all that kind of stuff. And I think it would have to be that she would have to have the legs at the far right of the, to the far right of the grassy area right next to the concrete for us to, I mean, I completely understand where the police and where the chief specifically is at, because for safety purposes, we've got to keep that line of sight open. So I guess if I'm hearing you right, what we'd like to see is that sign be moved completely to the right of the grass there, from our picture, all the way to the edge of the concrete, and that she maybe submits some kind of plan of action, if you will, as to, you know, keeping it there and all that kind of thing. Is that what I'm hearing?
Basically, just like anybody else, you have to file a permit or go through the proper procedures in order to have a sign there in the first place.
Well, and just a little twist to that is when you move the sign, and then I think it's Pete's evaluation, is there still a hazard? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I think we can communicate with her and get that sign moved back.
Right.
And then...
Observe.
Either myself or any officer can go down there and determine, is it still obstructing your view, or is it okay now?
Yeah.
And
right.
Then I think that will determine...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very much in favor of that.
Our next step.
Yeah. I'm very much in favor of that. And I think it sounds like the Board of Works is also in favor of that.
Again, I know this, the sign above it, where it has the cost of the fuel, it looks like there is a area where they can put stuff, verbiage.
It doesn't obstruct the line of sight?
Well, it's actually up about 10 feet off the ground. Mm-hmm. So it looks like there's a white area.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So, yep. And again, maybe it's just rearranging where they put the information. Again, I don't know what that is. It just appears to be a billboard. Okay, but anyways,
I guess I wonder, Tim, when you go back, or when Pete or whoever, either one of you, goes back to Ms. Ferguson, and it's unfortunate she couldn't be here tonight, but can maybe you kind of do two things for us. Number one, can you ask her why she doesn't use that area under the Sunoco sign, the white area there, for purposes of advertising? And then second, can you also have that sign moved back to the edge of the pavement there and see line of sight wise if it works? I think for our purposes, we may want to give a 30-day extension, again, to give time for that to happen. That's my suggestion. I don't know.
I would just say before the next Board of Works.
Okay.
2 weeks.
So a 2 week, okay. Are you okay with that? We start out that way and go from there? Okay.
Should she submit something to the Board of Works then? What her plan?
If it's deemed okay.
If the sign is in an area that does not obstruct the line of sight per police, opinion. Okay. What? Okay.
Is there in the ordinance? Is this classified as a permanent sign or a temporary sign in the ordinance?
Portable. I believe it's a portable sign.
Okay, so there's no time limit on a portable sign? I guess
it says up to a 30-day time period.
Yeah.
They have they have 30 days as portable?
Well, you can approve up to 30 days according to in the letter to her.
So if it is acceptable, she has to request it every 30 days, or we have a variance to it or something?
That's what we were doing with fall
furniture. That's what she was talking about.
Right. Okay.
So, and I think that's another important thing is, does she take that sign down? And I'm thinking she does, if I remember correctly. But in any case, does she take the sign down and all that kind of good stuff? So we probably should have something in writing as to if that's going to be a pseudo-permanent sign, even though it's portable. Is it going to be a pseudo-permanent sign for that piece of property? Okay, so I will make a motion that we give a 2-week extension that the chief and or his designee will go and work with the business owner on those two issues that were aforementioned.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. David, you're up, sir, I think. Or are you just here to smile and watch the proceedings?
I believe there is a plat, secondary plat for Cambridge Crossing that is in need of
signatures.
Board of Work signatures.
Okay.
If in fact everything is found to be acceptable.
Okay. We have, it looks like, two things that are handling or dealing with Cambridge Crossing. One is a construction warranty. Jeff, I think is that in your boat?
Kind of everybody's.
Okay.
Water, street, sewer.
Sewer, okay. Storm. Okay. And then the other thing would be the plat approval, as David talked about. So I didn't know if there's a specific order. That's the order it was put in. So if that's the order you want to take it in, hey, I'm good with that. So
I think both are going to be approved. So.
Okay. I just had to ask.
Usually what you want to do is to accept the dedication of the infrastructure prior to the
plat. Okay. Okay, so in front of you is the construction warranty for Cambridge Crossing Section 1. And Dan, I know with your job, you've had plenty of experience with this project. And so does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns regarding the construction warranty? Okay. Hearing none, I'm assuming you want a motion to approve. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the construction warranty for Cambridge Crossing Section 1. Motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Plat approval. I suppose the platypus.
I love the names of these places. That's hilarious. It's great. It's great.
I would say this must be Wygen's address.
Well, yes, South State Route 9. Yes, indeed.
It's 109.
Yep. And this has the funky, and I know we've talked about this, but this has that funky bump out for your guys when they're plowing snow, Kelly. When you come down and then you take that turn, it has that wider than normal curve.
Like a half cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about that, and they're becoming a lot more prevalent, I'm guessing, because you can get more houses in a little bump out like that. So,
is this where the new fire station comes to?
What new fire station?
There is one comment on the, part of this, the island coming off of 109.
Okay.
A concrete island that never got filled in.
Right here, it's kind of like a big flat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's got curb all the way around it, but
okay.
In the middle it's empty.
I gotcha. Okay. It's just, yeah, that's a great question. Who maintains that? Anybody?
Nobody.
Bueller?
Is there going to be plants and water
power? I don't have an extended home on the association. I know that's how long term maintenance of the stormwater swale at this plant as for the association to take care of.
Is there currently a homeowners association in this area?
It's a part of the restrictive covenant.
Okay.
That will be established.
Okay.
And so it's not, I mean, it's just the developer at this point in time, but upon the sale and building a home, that there will be an established a homeowners association.
Okay. And I thought there was a Cambridge, I thought, do we already have a section of Cambridge something up there on Airport, don't we? Okay, those are just chests.
But the road is called Cambridge.
There you go. That's where I'm at. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, as long as it's determined that we're not maintaining a flower bed,
right.
I'm in good shape.
Right now, there's about a 2 foot deep hole right there in the whole center island. And I was just wondering.
They putting a statue of Weagle in there? Or?
Yeah, bigger
pool.
Longfellow Weagle.
There's still
some. Yeah. Okay.
The right of ways out to the street can be seated yet. That swale that I helped you guys. And he said, yes. Of course, street lights.
Another situation, I guess, out there was. Question was, since that comes out on the 109, the stop sign and the street name signs should be estates. And I'm not sure who, you know, Dave, that who gets someone to contact the state and let them know that they need to put a stop sign up. I've never been involved in that, so I'm not sure how that gets done.
Wouldn't be a city street. Coming up to the highway?
Well, I'm guessing it because it's an approach. Is that what you're saying, Kelly? Because the stop sign would be in the approach.
Any stop sign going into the onto a state road is the state's responsibility. Hmm.
Didn't know that. Well, I guess we can certainly shoot an email off to Tony Mayo and say congratulations, you're the owner of a new stop sign.
Well, that Block A also maintains that Block A area.
Block A area. Okay. Can somebody explain to me Block A, David, to the north there, the far northern portion?
Yes, that is going to be maintained by the homeowners association.
Okay.
Like a landscaping element to the entrance, since that property further on to the north is not theirs. It's private ownership.
So that's going to be the welcome to Cambridge Crossing sign and beautification. Okay, got it. Okay. Just so I'm clear, and maybe you can answer this. Is this dotted line sidewalk? No.
That's a building line.
That's a building line.
That's an easement.
Okay.
It's a 20-foot utility easement.
Okay.
And,
so the sidewalks aren't shown on
25
here.
25-foot building line.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
There's supposed to be a sidewalk crossing that I want to look at the depressions and the curves.
Sidewalk crossing the island?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
You're talking about the island at the entrance?
On Longfellow?
At the entrance.
Yes, there is. Connecting both sidewalks. Either side of the all streets will come up to that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just had to ask that. That's the wall book point here.
Okay. Those are all sold, right? Those are all existing. But those are all existing, right?
Right.
So these are going to back up to, because I think there's a fence that runs there. I remember that. Like a bolt, like a post, metal post fence. Okay. And then the guess is that what, however this runs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody have any questions, issues, comments regarding this?
What's the official names of the roads?
We have Longfellow Boulevard and West Bay Bridge Court. So Longfellow goes east or west east. I'm sorry.
Putting
all
that big street sign name.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did we get the sign from the Sunoco State?
Mountain West.
And Bay Bridge has two different words, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, both.
Is there a Bainbridge Court somewhere in Columbia
Bayview.
City?
Bayview.
Bayview. Okay. That's back by you.
Yeah. Like I say, when we name these streets, we have to be careful so they don't sound the same. And we had a problem with that when it was first brought in, because they had it called Cambridge Boulevard, which we have a Cambridge Drive on the other side. And so we had a little discussion, and they changed it. No, actually, they changed both names. Why they changed the second one, the long one, I have no idea. But both of them are, have a west direction along it, just because it's primarily west. The city addressing works differently than the county addressing, because Main Street is the divider for the city, and basically 109 is the divider for the county.
Really?
So that's why you have west on the west side of Main and 9, and how it curves around, it's really kind of a mess.
When were the signs if I would need to even include west on them?
Well, we have that debate with the county signs too, and that's why we had this platted it does say west.
Yeah.
Got to give the directional for EMS and that as well, and police and UPS and Federal Express and all the people.
What is our width of the street? In regards to is cars going to be, if you've got cars parked on both sides and emergency services, that's always been the topic of new subdivisions. Just clarifying how, what's the width?
Well, actually,
60 foot. Looks like it's
6 foot
of pavement, and then there's 2 foot of curb on each side, so you have 30 foot from back curb to back curb, I believe.
Yeah, it's a total of 60 foot wide, and it's 30 foot on each side, so. Actually, that's good for us, I think, if I remember right. You're right.
Yeah.
Who makes that determination?
For ordinance?
Is it ordinance? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. I just wasn't remembering.
Subdivision ordinance says, kind of, as a baseline, it's only one side.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the city.
We've been working on that throughout the city over the past few years on areas where we have congestion, remember? Mm-hmm. And we parked them on the hydrant side, I believe, or on the opposite side of a hydrant.
The hydrant.
Mm-hmm. And the mailboxes.
Yeah, I'm just saying, so I think it's well laid out. I was just, again, looking at different things we've been challenged with in the past.
I don't know if the street lighting is included into that plat, but they did submit that to me, and I think we made some changes to it and made some more requirements. For the street lighting, they actually added one more light than what they had called for. Submitted that back to Granite Ridge, so I don't know if it's on that.
It's not. No.
This is just.
It's
just a flat. Yeah, it's just a flat and property lines.
Yeah, I was gonna say we don't really have infrastructure on here, so. Okay.
So by signing this though, it doesn't jeopardize anything. It's still open, right?
Right.
It's just a legal description.
And getting these parcels a number and so they can start selling.
Okay.
We need to sign it.
Yes, I know. Does
a special pen.
Do we want to, does anybody want to make a motion to approve this plat?
I'll make a motion that we approve the secondary plat or Cambridge crossings as presented.
Okay, I'll second any further discussion or questions. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I don't know which one of you wants to be vice president.
Here, put something underneath that.
So. Yep. Oh, because of that.
Yeah, yes. With that pen pulls a hole in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, been there.
Like you've done this before.
That was about 10 years ago. That's how we done it.
What's the same problem with
Cambridge crossing
section one.
Secondary plat.
Oops.
Cambridge crossing subdivision expansion.
Subdivision located in the north half of section two, township 31 north, range 90.
So this one here says section one. I'm wondering if they got this wrong. This for the approving the utilities. He's got Cambridge Crossing Section 1.
Yeah. This is the first section of Cambridge Crossing.
Yeah, but that's just Section 2, doesn't
it? Well, it says a subdivision located in the north half of Section 2.
Yeah, that's Section 2. Is
so this is okay?
This is Section 1, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Section 2 is the section in the township.
Okay.
Who wants to be vice president?
I'll be vice president.
Okay. Oh, I forgot about that. Good news, you can keep bringing us plats. Keep bringing us lots and lots of plats. It's good news for us. As long as they like to be annexed into the city, that's good stuff. Okay. Anything else? You good? Okay, thanks, David. Appreciate it. Permit to cut into curb, 201 West Market Street. Kelly, I know you were talking with a gentleman up here before I came in. This is for the center. And I know that Jeff Weick and I had a discussion about this like early last year. So has he spoke at all with you?
Yeah, he just wanted to know what the procedure was, and I had to fill out a permit and get it into Board of Works for to see what you guys just thought was on it. And he basically just wants to add parking there right across from the fire station, east of the alley. And I guess CNH Concrete is going to do the work, make a concrete parking area.
Okay.
And he has.
Okay. Is there ample room? That's my first question. For the parking spaces he's requesting? Do you believe there's ample room for those cars to park there?
It looks like if they're going to have a 25-foot wide area like they do, deep, that'd give 5 foot of sidewalk, you know, 20 foot to be able to park to the south.
So when if we were to approve this, they would have to put it. They would have to replace the sidewalk.
Yes.
Correct. And it would need to be, I'm assuming, flat with the street. So they'd have to.
Well,
so it'd have to
require an inch and a half.
Okay. So stormwater can.
Down
yep.
The street, yep. And then it'd be constructed at 6 or 8 inches of concrete on the approach going over the sidewalk.
Okay.
Thick, so they don't bust it down.
Yeah, okay. But they're aware of that, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So, okay. I don't. I know that I had a discussion, again, a long time ago with the fire chief. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but of course he had concerns about that. But if it's off the street and it's not going to block anything, I don't see an issue with it. I don't know. What's your thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, I agree. It looks like it's definitely far enough off the road, even if it's in fact, if anything, it might give a little bit more room to turn.
It could be. You're absolutely right.
Because that's just going to create pavement all the way back. I don't think you want a fire truck running over that sidewalk very much. But you know, if you know, you got 20 feet to park at, whatever you got in there, most of those are nothing that long, quite honestly. So, Plus, if it adds additional parking for that facility, I don't know. I think that's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we know, I guess just a small concern that I have, and I just throw it out for informational purposes only, but I'm going to assume that those, I mean, certainly they're not going to be public parking spaces. They're going to be parking spaces for the center, but I think there could be days, very rarely, but there could be days that the center, that public members will use those parking spaces for City Hall. And whether, I mean, I just hope that he recognizes that. So.
Well, is there, well, like any other place?
You don't approve it unless it's City Hall parking.
City Hall parking only.
That's why I Mayor's parking. Yeah, just kidding. For center parking.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, they, you know, certainly they're going to have to remove some, because there's a slope that goes up there, so they'll have to do some really work there. But I don't have a problem with it as long as they take care of the sidewalk and, you know, and I think, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. You have a problem with it, Walt?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Good. Have a motion to approve the curb cut, permit to cut into curbs, streets, or alleys as presented.
Is that your motion?
No, I said, can I have a motion?
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to permit for the permit to cut into curbs, streets, or alleys per our code 97.05-97.06 on 201 West Market Street.
As presented?
As presented.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll second that. any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Okay.
So moved. I wondered. I thought you'd maybe say that. Okay. What's next? Because my thing's not loading up. Anybody? I think it's stormwater pay request?
For Ironclad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah, before you stay out number 3 for Ironclad on the Southwest Storm Project, we submitted back on July 21st, and at that time, it met with a favorable review by both consultant and myself. Be my recommendation and request that the board act favorably in the sum of $254,587.65.
Okay.
Still hooking? I see that. Okay, I got it.
Oh.
I just went too far.
There you go. Okay, I'll make a motion that we pay pay application number 3 to Ironclad Excavating, as presented by Jeff, in the amount of $254,587.65.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Very good. Thank you. Okay, electric department request for modification of service area boundary.
Yeah, this is a customer on our rural lines, right on the boundary with us in Noble County RMC. Traditionally, this type of agreement that we're making here in the past has been done with more of a handshake agreement. It's on Noble County's side of the line, although they don't have any lines within of this customer who's building his house. So at Noble County's request, we are going to take that as our customer and move the lines to include their property. As I said, in the past, it's been more of a handshake deal. And we just take it, but in an effort to get the IURC maps correct, we're from this point forward making sure we get everything documented. So.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's been through their attorneys and our attorney, Marcia, prepared all this in-house, which is awesome.
Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns for Sean? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the territory swap? Not swap. Territory...
Transfer.
Transfer. Thank you. Territory transfer. How, is there a certain way you'd like to have this motioned, Marcia, to make it official, or doesn't really matter?
Yeah, I don't. I think that's sufficient to approve me moving forward with filing a petition with the IURC.
So moved. Oh, I can hear what she said.
Okay, second.
Okay, motion and second. Okay, any further discussion or questions? Okay, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, very good. Thank you. Next up is the Soil and Water Conservation District Agreement for Services. This is regarding our stormwater utility. Jeffrey?
Thank you, Mayor. It's time again for consideration of re-upping the agreement for services for the contract labor through the Soil and Water Conservation District. And reach out to John, maybe, it's been almost 2 months ago now, to start reviewing the existing agreement for potential changes. And then met with Marcia and incorporated those and some of the updates that we wanted. And I take it, Marcia, that this was not originally your document.
Correct.
So we don't really have a redline version, but for the most part, the updates are to sections E and F, and those were areas that basically prior to John coming on board, we were, I'll say, deficient or lacked compliance or compliance with items requirements on both construction site inspections as well as post-construction. So that area has really been ramped up by John since he's taken over the duties. So those two are the big areas. And then also, because internally here, we are trying to transition as far as the administrative side of it, we've put a one-year duration on this proposed agreement so that we can see where we're at rather than the two-year duration. Also, at my request, we bumped up to not to exceed $25,000 annually, and frankly, that's an educated guess. This year, I think we're going to be under $19,000 the way it looks. And review of the proposed hours of this program back at its inception, we were looking at about 1,276 hours. Part of that was internal administrative hours, and part of it was proposed contract hours. I suspect that we're going to be probably in the 600 to 700 hour range by the time it's all said and done. And then I think once we get complete compliance, some of that will be streamlined. And then, like I said, not knowing exactly how we're going to transition internally. So I think that we're pretty safe at this point, 25, but if we start running short, obviously, now we can come back and request additional funding. The only other thing that I wanted to touch on was the request again to available hours currently, and since the beginning of this program, has been rated $40 an hour, and the request has been to up that to $45 an hour. Frankly, I think that would be pretty easily justified in the past 10 years, but I'm not going to speak on behalf of the SWCD, so I ask Nadine to come and present that on their own behalf. So I guess I'll turn it over.
That's basically where we were looking at
because we've been in this rain for about 10 years and we have a fund or anything like that, these costs and things like that have increased. The gentleman we have working for us right now, John, is exceptional. He's really good at this thing. So I can justify this. What he can get accomplished in the same amount of time that we've had in the past employees to be using. So mm-hmm. I would feel guilty about asking for $5.
And I would concur as far as his, you know, his rate of efficiency is tremendous. So.
Okay. Are you asking for approval of this tonight, or are you asking for feedback?
I guess at this point, because I still need to go back to the IDM regulation, and I want to do a last once through on that to make sure that we're currently have everything covered, either internally or through the contract service. So I really wanted to introduce it tonight, and that way it also gives Nadine something to take back to the their board.
Mm-hmm.
And then final approval for the next one.
Okay.
That's acceptable.
As a side note, in preparation for this discussion, I went and I talked to Sally and asked her how much we've spent so far with the SWCD, and I want to say it was under 7,000 up to this point, which
it was like 6,000 because I had to go to the county before budget.
Yep.
Because I know the auditor for some reason thought that I got the whole 19,000. I had a horrible time using the
posture,
but no, that's
the
ceiling
right.
That I couldn't
right.
You know, have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to figure when I went through our budget, so I know last month, so it was 6,000.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I just wonder, Jeff, as I try to digest that myself, I don't think ever we've hit the ceiling on this, and certainly I don't think we want to get to a point where we hit the ceiling, because that would mean that work stops whenever we hit the ceiling, and work never stops for the stormwater utility, really. So I guess I just wonder, with the growth of the ceiling, if you will, do you anticipate that we're going to see and you may have said this and I missed it, or I missed how you explained it, but do you see that there's going to be that much growth?
I think that this is still a transitional year.
Certainly.
I don't see us hitting the $25,000 mark.
Okay.
That's what you're asking.
I know it doesn't really do us any harm to raise that ceiling, except that it gives the ability to get up to that. But, I mean, if we're not hitting the 19 ceiling,
I think if we take a step back and look at that, this is an NPDES permit required program. You've heard both the other utilities talk about, you know, the issues that happen to comply with IDEM's regulations. I think that this is being done really on the cheap.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
I think that there's other communities that have thrown a lot more resources at this that we have. That's not necessarily bad or good, it's just different. I think that we've been very frugal with water outlays today. So
okay.
I guess I don't really have a problem raising the ceiling on it, because one, things are starting to move, and we have to utilize them in a much more often. I can see where that could, you know,
Yeah. Well, certainly as you know, things like, you know, construction happens, which as the economy continues to tick upward, there's going to be more construction that we're going to have to do monitoring of the site and so on and so forth. So I don't have a problem with it. I merely just bring it up as a trying to understand the justification of moving it from 19 to 25, and I think, you know, seems like there is justification for it. So.
Just as a side note, the plat was just approved tonight. There was a swale that was omitted by accident during the construction of the stormwater facilities. Had John not caught that, because he's our inspector on the field, we would have been liable for any contamination to the wetlands out there, which means at that point you've got U.S. EPA and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers involved and fines accordingly. So just that one thing he caught for us likely saved us a real headache.
So just make understand. Our total expense so far last year was just under $7,000?
No.
So far this year.
Up to this point this year.
Up to this point, mm-hmm. Okay. And so what was our total expense historically? 16?
I think last year was under 10,000 if I remember correctly.
Okay. So if it's 11,000, we budgeted 19, okay. I have a little different point of view. I'm just saying I'd rather maybe go back to 20, and then if more money needs to be appropriated because of the growth and all of the stuff that goes ahead, I would prefer to come back and...
One of the things that I looked at, too, is in the previous history of how we've utilized this, John seems to be a lot more active.
John's done a number one job. Yeah, he's top shelf.
I've just been really impressed with what he's been doing, and that's why I guess I didn't have a problem. Just in case, you know, things start taking off. And
but John's, John is going to bring more cost because of his knowledge and skill sets. But to me, that's a large jump. That's a very large percentage jump with really no projects assigned to it.
And I would respectfully disagree.
That's just my thought, based upon what I've heard.
All of my previous communications regarding our program has very clearly said that we are in a steep learning curve and to meet compliance. I've also most recently said that we've got another upcoming audit that we're trying to prepare for. So I continued not only with that the construction activity, we've got IDEM regulatory issues. I'd be happy to go with the 20,000, but I mean, they're not going to approve any more than they actually do.
Right.
I mean, I'm good either way, but I'm going to tell you that hours is going to go up. It's going to continue to ramp up. Mm-hmm.
Based upon the historical information, it's a large jump. Okay? Yeah, and looking in the crystal ball, it's got him some unknown territory. Sure. And I just a little bit conservative to say I'd rather give you 20 and then come back if we need more instead of just put it out there open-ended. Because all it is a cap, and it's not monitored up until you exceed 25. That's just my opinion. So
I mean, it's monitored by you. It's not monitored by the Board of Works.
Right.
Okay. Dan, do you have a strong opinion one way or another?
Well, I mean, I see both sides of that, but like I say, I got a great deal of trust in what John's doing and the way his approach to what's going on and with some of the projects. I know we've had projects before, but this is something John's really grabbed a hold of and went with. And
okay. I'm just looking at dollars and cents.
Yeah.
That's all I'm looking at. Okay. I'm not. It's John or Jeff or the whole thing. It just seems like we're putting money out there on the shelf.
Sure.
Okay. That's just a different twist. So.
Yeah.
And I know part of why we haven't spent very much money so far this year was we had such a delightful winter. So until March,
Yeah. Everything kind of stalled, didn't it?
This is our third year?
This would be our fifth year,
fifth
wouldn't
year,
it?
Fifth year, okay.
Because I think we've had two-year contracts. You know?
Where did we start that? How long have we done
that? I say it was probably longer than that.
Okay, so it's been a lot longer. Okay, I just know from my... Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
So
this is the end of our second permit period. Maybe it's 5 years.
Okay.
So October this year is going to be 10 years.
Okay.
Okay.
How long has John been with us?
Less than a year.
No, he's probably been more than a year. Trying to think when Jane passed away. I'm going to say December, January is when John started.
Of 13, yeah. I was going to say, I think it's been a year and a half. I mean,
that's where
I it took some time to get everything, you know, going and under his belt and all that stuff, because there is a steep learning curve.
Yeah, I guess that's where I was coming.
There to, it's really horrible when you walk into somebody's office and, you're on your own.
Yep, absolutely.
I guess that's kind of where I was going with the 25, is because John's, been able to do a lot more other than, there was a circumstance there that the other man wasn't able to do things because of his physical. I guess that's why I just wanted to protect that in case we needed it.
Well, and I guess, and I don't want to speak for you, Walt, but my guess is Walt would say, or Walt probably is saying, that if it goes past 20, you don't have a problem with spending more money, right. But he wants to kind of have a checkpoint, if you will.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, basically?
Yeah, I'm not right. If it justifies for, a reallocation, then obviously we've done that many times.
Sure.
So, Jeff, if you will you just adjust it to 20 and then kind of provide a checkpoint?
No, darn.
Go for 21, Jeff.
Okay, that's fine.
I just want, I want to reiterate that the bill allows continue to ramp up. And I think that's good for all of us. It's better compliance, shows growth in our system. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you'll bring that back at our next meeting?
2 weeks.
Okay. Next up is, very good. Thank you. Next up is Spectrum Engineering. Sean?
Yeah, we're on phase 4, 5, and 6 of our fiber optics project. This basically is having to be completed to construction, the engineering and mapping of the fiber optics, and then it's also the electric department's share of getting ours hooked to that fiber optic line for 2 of our 3 active substations. We have 4, but only 3 are going to be state active. What I'm requesting today is approval to move ahead with the phase 4, 5, and 6.
Moment. Try again. Okay, let's add this up.
I have 76,918. Phase 6 is, that's not just the engineering, that includes all the
hardware,
material to connect our substation relays, which is kind of the brains of the substation, to the fiber line. Whereas now we're on a radio signal that is less than reliable, and we have one-way communication. This will give us the safety that we're looking for, and the reason we put forth this project is I can control my substation from an exterior source and not have to stand in front of the breaker and a ship from the close end, which is becoming more of an issue with more and more of an issue with OSHA. And they're going to pretty soon not be able to get a delegation. So this is going to give us that and 2 of our 3 substations.
And what was the dollar amount you found?
$76,919.
That's what I got. Yep.
That's good. It'd be those last 3, the circle. That's the combination of those 3. It doesn't say the total price, but that's what it is, $76,919.
We approved the first 3 in previous.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we're requesting to go ahead and do, is with the breakout phases of the military game.
Okay. Anybody? So what you're asking is for approval to move forward with those next three phases.
And basically to pay Spectrum Engineering
$76,000. Okay. Anybody have questions, comments, concerns regarding that?
I couldn't
hear what you said. Hey, what? Pay Spectrum for those or to have Spectrum move forward with those three phases and pay them accordingly. Okay. Anything? Okay. Then I guess I'll make a motion that we move forward with Phase 4, Phase 5, and Phase 6 with Spectrum Engineering in the amount of $76,919 as presented by Sean.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Very good. Next up is bids for new breakers.
Yeah, that's kind of the second prong of this. We have two of our three substations that are going to be SCADA and full SCADA. Two of them are pretty simple. I mean, comparatively speaking, they already have digital relays and things like that. The third one is our north substation, which is becoming older and becoming end of life, closer, not as close as the high school substation is, but we want to keep this substation and we need it. That's our main hospital feed and things like that. So we have Spectrum in this year, had been in to inspect it. We had a failure in one of the breakers. The breakers are now nearing end of life and cannot be connected to any of our new fiber or SCADA equipment. So we have a couple options. First option, option A would have been to replace the entire substation at a cost of just over $1.5 million. We decided that in other discussions that maybe we can piece this together and do one piece at a time as we can pay cash for these projects and move forward. So the first project would be the breakers, complete replacement of the breakers and relays. So what I'm looking for is permission to get quotes on new breakers for that substation and relay, and then the engineering department to the project together.
Thoughts? Questions?
Well, I like Plan B, Sean. So, I think to keep everything stable, you know, and provide the excellent service that we do, you know, these are just the proactive things we need to do.
Sure. You'll hear more and more about arc flash stuff, and that's what we're getting away from is the equipment you have to wear just to stand on those breakers and throw it in. Now is worse than NASCAR drivers where it's a full apron and you can't, it's not safe to operate with that equipment either. So this is just, I'm asking for permission to go out and get quotes and see where we're going to be in the whole project. If you want an estimate from me now, I'm going to say it's going to be $200,000 to $225,000 for breakers, relays, engineering, and installation.
And how old were those breakers?
Those were from the 60s, I believe, or 70s.
Pretty sure we've rode that pony.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
And we have. And it did have a failure. One of the breakers did have a failure. And we were able to get some parts to put it back together. But I just don't want that to happen to our main feed, the hospital, or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to make a $50,000 change to get the relays up to speed. We'll do it all at once, and that'll save us money in the long run. And we'll be good moving forward with our relay substation going up to speed.
Okay. Do we approve, or do we kind of give Sean the blessing to go get quotes regarding that?
Yes.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay. Go get quotes. Okay. Very good. Okay. Next up is mini excavator. That would be Mike and Jeff. Combination. Teamwork. I love it.
You're going to be yours. We have quite a few new additions that you have. And we're, with right now, we got one backhoe that we're trying to install a water line with. And then we're having to pull off. We have enough men that we could actually run two crew at times. And we could, if we had this mini excavator, we'd that give us two pieces of equipment to dig with. We could actually do, put the meter pits and that in. And, put the water line in at the same time. Plus, this there is some areas where we are in tight situations where the backhoe is too big and a mini excavator would fit nicely in between some of the places we have to go.
And Mike, just for clarity's sake, there are times where in the past where we've actually went and rented an excavator because of those kind of...
Those, I don't know if they...
It was,
I think they have.
Yeah,
I,
before
I
your time, I think we did.
Before my time.
So... So it's not like we haven't spent money on excavators in the past. It's just, you know, a piece of equipment that actually can be used for multiple things. I think probably just as a side note, what we are planning on doing at some point is to bring in front of you all as well as the city council the idea of kind of putting stormwater under Mike and kind of... With the water department, not joining the two utilities, but putting it under Mike, taking that out from under Jeff, putting it under Mike. And I think what's important to know there is that with the stormwater and water department combining to purchase this piece of equipment, it certainly gives Mike the opportunity to put in stormwater lines and things like that in-house that we maybe haven't done in the past, things like that. So I think it's neat that we have departments that are working together to do this equipment, and certainly will be used by multiple departments.
Will this be stored out at, if we approve this, would this be stored out at your new building, or where is that going to be inside?
Yes. It would be stored out in the new building when they get it done. But until that time, it would be stored in the other
building. I just seen the progress being made. I was just curious.
Now we have, you have three bids out there, and we've tried all three units.
I actually think we only had two in our packet.
Okay.
I don't think we got the John Deere. I think we got the Case and the Kubota.
I got the John Deere.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I passed
was,
it. My bad.
Was like $10,000 more than the other two units. The other two units, the Kubota, you have to look at is if it is. It is at Moore's. It is about $3,800, I believe, more than the Case, but you are buying locally. Now, the Case is the guy lives in town, and he has offered in his writing free, you know, transportation for any work needs done on it. You know,
I've seen that, but I appreciate the offer, but what happens if he retires or moves on?
Well, you know, I don't know. It could be that he put this in the thing and we could lock him into it, you know.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, and I've talked to the guys, they could go either way on every 2 years. I hate to say because I know the guy who sells Case, and I do business with Andy, and that's why I'm leaving it up to you guys so they can't say.
And I know that, which I thought was actually a really great idea, but Mike had each of these three excavators out on Elm Street, I believe, right?
And
they used each of those three, and so the workers that would be normally using this equipment actually got to use the equipment to see what they liked better and what made sense and all those kind of things. And if I remember our discussion correctly, the Case and the Kubota were very close to one another in
very
their
close.
Liking. So it was kind of a flip of the coin regarding that. The John Deere was more jerky and a little bit more difficult to handle, if I understand correctly.
Well, the John Deere had more power, but it was jerky. You know? Mm-hmm.
So there's no trailer with this, right? Or
no.
So, but we have.
We got
plenty. Yeah. Well, I've always been an advocate to staying local,
mm-hmm.
and I know there's a cost difference, but I think in the long run it has value in many different ways. So that'd be my recommendation: is to stay local and go with Kubota.
I agree.
Is that a second?
Yes, sir.
That was a motion, right, Walt?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Do you happen to know the cost breakdown as to who's going to pay for how much? Have you guys worked that out? Or is that, are you guys going to work that out?
We love split asset.
Yeah. We're going to split it right.
Well, well, it may be something that one department purchases it and the other reimburses for a certain portion. And
Mike and I really need to sit down and look at his money as far as which one we want to take it out of.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I know the water department has worked very, very hard to conserve dollars as they put in the water line at Eagle Glen, as you're putting in the water line on Elm Street, as you're looking forward toward the Park Street area. And so I do very, very much appreciate the fact that you guys have tried to conserve dollars, and I think this is one way that we're even going to be able to do a little bit more conservation. Sometimes you got to spend money to make money, and I think this is one of those opportunities that we don't have to go out and rent a piece of equipment. We can do it a lot quicker, and it really provides better customer service in the long run. So I'm very much in favor of this. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Thank you. Okay, bills. It's all loaded up at the same time. Like it did normally.
Yeah, because before I'd always have a subtotal. But I was trying to figure out if this is the actual amount. Grand totals of 941,164.
That's what I had. Rosie, can you confirm?
941,164.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I did it this time. That's why I wanted
to do
it the other way.
Okay.
He wasn't here, so I did it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the bills as presented in the amount of 941,160.51.
Okay. And as presented. And I will second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please pay the bills. Anything department heads have for the Board of Works? Okay. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie? Walter?
Nothing.
I don't think I have anything except that I have in front of me I have a permit to cut into streets from Nick Miller. Is that for today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to, I don't know anything about it, so I'm going to assume that it's
an emergency that they need to do a sewer repair and they wanted to get
okay. Have you? Is this what you were talking with them about beforehand? I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, do I have a motion to approve the permit to cut into street or public right of way from Nick Miller?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Very good. Anything?
Yes, sir.
Public? Okay. Hearing none, we'll call the meeting adjourned.